was down the shore in New Jersey and was at the grocery store. And I do like reading newspapers in print. And I saw the press of Atlantic City near the cash register and I picked up a copy. I purchased it. And one of the front page articles was by Emily about casinos and redevelopment, which was part of her beat at that time. And in the back of my mind, I was planning a special radio documentary about Atlantic City. And I read Emily's article and I thought, oh, okay, this is very thorough and fair. And this reporter and I might approach journalism similarly. And so eventually, I don't remember when, Emily, but probably that fall, I reached out to you.
That sounds about right. We ultimately set up an interview, and two things stick out when I think back on the interview itself. First, I remember feeling like we didn't have enough time to get into a lot of what ideally I would have wanted to convey about what was happening in Atlantic City. And I chose my words really carefully, in part because of the fact it was the first time anyone had interviewed me about my work. And I also have a distinct memory of letting Stephanie into the newsroom lobby. And we had this antique printing press there. It was the real thing. And that was probably my favorite part of that building. It gave it a lot of character and history. And there were actually functional printing presses there at that time. The paper was printed there. And since then, you know, a bigger company has taken over the paper and they've cut staff, changed the masthead, and demolished that old newsroom building, unfortunately. And I'm going into this level of detail that's maybe not the most uplifting for reasons that will become clear, because it has to do with why we are here now working together.
And so I think maybe we spent an hour together and that was it. So a few years passed after we did the Atlantic City radio documentary special. And, you know, Emily and I did not stay in touch, but we reconnected in 2014 because Emily had left Atlantic City. She had left the press for a new opportunity.
Yes, I left the press to work for the Patriot News, also known as Penn Live, which is the media outlet of record in central Pennsylvania in Harrisburg, and worked there for a little over a year before shifting to WITF, which is the public media station, the NPR affiliate in that area. And I made the jump back to radio because I worked for WXPN in college, because there was an opportunity to do enterprise reporting, more in-depth, longer form stories, which was super appealing to me at that time. And it was known as Keystone Crossroads. And my first assignment was to contribute to a compilation of stories from public media reporters across Pennsylvania. We call that a pinwheel, ahead of the midterms. And Stephanie was the lead producer for that.
Obviously, I was like, oh, it's Emily Previty, the person I connected with on the Atlantic City show. And we had an intermittent, you know, interaction. I mean, I think we probably swapped a few emails and that was it. So after that statewide special in 2014, Emily and I again parted ways. And then in 2016, I ended up joining Keystone Crossroads as the executive producer of a podcast that the team was creating and that would ultimately become Grapple. And Emily and I worked again initially, you know, on one episode together about Monoy City, which was our first episode of Grapple, but we didn't work so closely together. But it wasn't until the second round of Grapple that we really had a close collaboration.
Yeah, and I never worked with a producer before in that capacity. I mean, really teamed up with someone, only other reporters or an editor. And Stephanie's approach was definitely hands-on. She really considers history in a way that many others do not, even that I don't always, and really understands the value of taking time to report deeply and having conversations with sources instead of firing questions at them, and taking the time to tell a nuanced story, which I appreciated because I tried to bring that approach to my work as often as possible.
Yeah. Thinking back about that project, I think why we're ultimately in this room today, given your point about how we really took the time. But I remember we had weekly conversations with each other, you know, where's the reporting going, what direction, whether to pursue more reporting. You know, you did the bulk of the reporting. I did some reporting, you know, with some of your sources. We read, we got books, you know, we were looking at the roots behind racial tension in New York, Pennsylvania. And it was a heavy lift, and it ended up being a two-part series. And I really got to see what you were like as a reporter, Emily. I mean, I saw you just dig in, and, you know, you were super thorough and said, no, I got to keep going and collecting. And to the point where we really had an abundance of sourcing and information that we could work with. And we were in a position to tell a compelling story. And we spent many late nights, I know, working, I remember, in Google Docs and sampling audio. And I think because of that collaboration, we were left with, how can we do this again?
Exactly.
And from that point, we continued to talk about our careers, where we were in journalism, where we saw the industry heading, the kind of work that we both gravitated towards that was becoming less frequent because of the shifting nature of newsrooms to do more with less, and this need for, you know, really digging in to topics that don't necessarily get the daily news coverage, that are sort of on the fringe, maybe overlooked sometimes. And that kind of reporting takes time. And I think when Emily and I were talking about in the future, would there be a way to, for us to collaborate and for Emily to join Kuvenda Media and help launch our journalism initiative? Because up until then, Kuvenda Media was focused exclusively on podcast production for social change-minded, you know, organizations. But I was hoping that Kuvenda Media could also expand into the journalism space. And so with Emily, it seemed like a no-brainer.
And we had been talking about, you know, how to get back to the type of work that we both gravitated toward, as Stephanie said, and talked increasingly specifically about what that would look like. And the concept for Obscured really began to evolve.